to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 31st of July, 2008. My guest today, Dave Capps, and we're discussing spirituality versus religion. And Jim in Texas, I do believe, Jim, if I'm not mistaken, what you just described was probably the opening chapter to Zeitgeist.
That I've seen that, but there's other books that you can read all about this in.
Okay. Let me get Dave's comments on what you've stated so far.
Sure. Over the centuries, there have been a number of different systems that have been developed to explain basic spiritual principles. And the system used in the Masonic lodges is one such system that's used to help explain the mysteries that are involved. Astrology is another system. There are a number of different ways that people have used to go through and explain these basic principles. So you're going to find at least some degree of truth in almost every system that's out there. And the key to this is which systems have more of the truth to them and which systems have less. Subject to that, a lot of it depends on exactly where you are in your life path and what you need to learn, because some of these systems and some of the religions that are available out there have the information that people need at this particular point in their life. And that particular system may be astrology, it may be Zen, it may be something entirely different. It depends on what people need at the moment to learn what they need to learn to help them progress on their life path. So none of these systems really is designed to take a person all the way into the presence of God, into oneness with God. And this is something that traditionally has taken lifetimes and lifetimes to grow through and to develop. In the original manuscripts that were used for the New Testament, there were a number of references in there to reincarnation. It was a common part of the belief at the time. And the wife of the Roman Emperor Domitian really took issue with this, and as a result of her very strong insistence, the early Christian church removed the vast majority of references to reincarnation out of the Bible
And don't the Hindus believe that?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and there are a number of world religions that do accept that concept. And originally, Christianity did as well. And due to political influence, it was effectively removed at this time, or the time of Domitian in Rome. So this is something that is in flux with people all of the time here. Religion is something that has changed dramatically over the years. One of the things that is coming to light is that the original teachings of Jesus were more in line with the teachings of a traveling spiritual teacher. And over the years that followed, there were things that were added to the teachings of Jesus. And it took place in four basic different stages or generations of teaching. And the first generation is the teaching of a traveling spiritual teacher. The second generation, the teachings of Jesus were expanded. People added to his teachings. And the implication is that Jesus is a world-class teacher at this point.
All right. We've got a break here. Thank you, Jim. Keith in Indiana, Carol in Pennsylvania, we have some lines open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We shall continue with the calls with my guest today, Dave Capps. Dave, I did a cursory Google on you, and the website that I came up with is gather.com. That is yours?
No, that is not.
Okay. And is your middle initial F?
Yes, like in Frank.
Okay, all right. Well, it showed up, one of the hits showed up on Gather, and a person posed a question, and I don't, somebody, I guess, by the name of Kevin Elliott hosts this site, and posted a question here to you. Quick question, I was wondering how you regard yourself, if at all, according to your spiritual beliefs. Do you call yourself a Gnostic, a Gnostic Christian, or anything else?
Yeah, Kevin sent that same question to me, and my essential answer is that I just basically see myself as a spiritual being and a spiritual teacher. And as far as religions are concerned, Gnosticism is probably the thing that comes closest to what I have experienced as being true in relationship to God and the presence of God. So, to me, that's something that is at least in the ballpark.
Okay, now
that we can take a look at.
Okay, and there's also something else on this Gather site. If there's anyone's interested, the Gospel of Thomas, a blueprint for spiritual growth, you updated this year by David F. Capps, is available as a free ebook download. Although it's based on Gnostic text, The teachings are universal in scope. It helps the reader to gradually progress toward spiritual enlightenment through the inner healing process. So where can they go to get the ebook version of that?
Kevin Elliott has posted that, and if I recall correctly, it's on MemoWare. That's a good question. I have not been heavily involved in that aspect of it. Kevin Elliott has been. That's been kind of his project, to help get this teaching out to people in a form where it's not really going to cost them anything, where they can view it and download it. If you go to Amazon.com and do a search for my name, David Capps, you'll find that book on there. The entire book is available. You can take a look at it online on Amazon.com.
All right. Let's continue with the calls here. Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I guess I called you a day too early.
How's that?
My question yesterday about the Monetary Reform Act pales in comparison to the problems we have with this discussion.
Gnostic
Gospel's the truth? Come on, man. You've never read the Bible or studied it or looked up the words. Let me give you a perfect example.
I knew I was going to get these calls today. Shoot.
Our problem is dispensational theology. Between 225 years ago to 150, when it was completely taken over, when men like Knock and Bullinger, who wrote the Companion Bible, went to a changing God and changing ages. In other words, change truth, you know, truth changes in different ages. That's what they believe. I've read his Companion Bible. I can disprove almost everything he said. Let me give you just one perfect example. Because if you listen to any of these dispensational Christian networks, every time they talk about Exodus 3, Moses is up on the mountain and he asks God, what's your name? The children of Israel want to know. They go to verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am, which means the self-existent one. He has no creator. He's always been. We can't understand that. They stop there. The answer is in the next verse. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
Okay.
And there hasn't been a church for 150 years that believes that. And Paul confirms it, and I can prove it to you.
Okay, and hold on, Keith. Now, what Dave is talking about here, I understand perfectly what he's talking about, but again, where are these teachings coming from? Where were they once gathered? Because, and Keith, forgive me here, but, you know, we're talking about the King James Version of the Bible, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
but only this. Let me qualify it. It's
go ahead.
A translation from the Masoretic text and the Received text.
Okay.
And I know the Masoretes were Canaanites, but that doesn't matter. Balaam couldn't curse Israel. God does not allow his word to be perverted.
Okay.
Although, when we went into apostasy in the last 125 years, now there's 200 different versions. And all these scholars say, this is great. We found better manuscripts. That's a lie. For 500 years, we had one word of God.
Okay. All right. Hang on, Keith. Dave, dispensationalism?
Okay. This is part of man's introduction of their own ideas into spirituality, into the presence of God. And from this section in the Old Testament, in dealing with Moses, there's something historical that we have to take a look at in this context. And that is, historically, there was no Moses. Moses is not a proper name. Moses essentially means the rightful heir to the throne. And we had a previous caller that alluded in the Masonic history that our Christianity came out of Egypt, and that is essentially correct. This entire set of monotheism came out of Egypt and essentially began with the pharaoh Akhenaten and came down to us from there. People have put all kinds of strange conditions and interpretations on things, and they're expecting the return of Jesus, and I can tell you from my own research, from my own experience, from my own contact with the presence of God, Jesus isn't coming. He just isn't coming. It's a fallacy. It's something that is simply not true. It is an imaginative thing that has simply been created in the mind of people, and there is no real evidence to support it.
And the preachers take this a step further, that they say that 70 years after Christ was crucified, that he did in fact return 70 years after that, and that all of this from here on out, absolve yourself of your guilt, here you go.
And yeah, there's all kinds of records that show up like that. If you go back and you start taking a look at these things, some of the Gnostic documents talk about Jesus being here, talking with the disciples 500 days after the supposed crucifixion. And there are reports of Jesus being here. In the Gospels itself, Jesus tells his people that there are those here that will not die before I come again. And I believe that's absolutely true, that he did come again. He revisited the people in that area before some of them had a chance to die. This is something that has come and gone. It's not something that's taking place in the future. It's already been done.
All right, Keith?
All right, can I say something, John?
Absolutely.
I can disprove, you know, preterism in about 5 minutes, do I believe.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily want to focus on the preterism. We're dealing with a broader subject matter here.
Well, what we have here is an unbeliever. I'm a believer.
Okay.
I'm talking to an unbeliever. Now, I don't hate the man, but let me ask him a question.
Sure.
You know, if there's no God and no law, then you can go out and murder anybody you want to, steal from anybody you want to. Where'd it come from? Now, let me ask this. How come
wait a minute, Keith, hold on. That was one question. Let him respond.
Okay, it's a good question. I do believe in God. I have experienced the presence of God. And God is very real to me. It's not something that I believe in. It's something that I've experienced. It's something that I live in every day. It is an integral part of my being. It is an integral part of everything that I do in this world. So I understand that you're a believer, and that's fine. I don't have an issue with that. You can believe in anything you want to. Yeah, I sometimes jokingly tell people that you can believe that Alice in Wonderland is the holy word of God, and that's fine. You can believe whatever you want to believe. But there is a truth that is out there, and this is one of the things that Jesus was trying to do. Jesus was trying to get people to learn the truth. And this is why he was reminding people that we will come to know the truth, and the truth will set us free. There's not a single piece of scripture that will set us free. There's not a single piece of dogma or belief that will set us free. Only the truth will do that. And that is what we have to search.
And Keith, I appreciate your input here, but what I have a sense of that you're in great defense of your belief system, and you're ready to scratch this guy's eyes out over it.
No, I'm not. This is total blasphemy. Name me another so-called holy book that gave thousands of prophecies that have already come true, like Isaiah naming Cyrus 100 years before he was born, that he would capture Babylon, talked about the fall of Babylon, then Persia, then Greece, then Rome. What other book gave us this? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This man does not hear the word of God. He's a blasphemer. Exactly like the prophecy said in the last days. Scoffers shall arise. That Z-Guys movie, that's total blasphemy. They have great things about the world, truth about 911, but total blasphemy about the Word of God.
Okay.
Understand something, people. Most of you are going to die. You need to know the God of Israel. Otherwise, you know, the first commandment's true. If we don't build on the rock, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we will perish. Matthew 7. Believe it. Become believers, and don't worry about your death. You've got to die anyway.
Well, and I can guarantee you one thing, Keith. In the next 100 years, there's going to be about 6 billion people. They're going to do exactly that, and we're going to recycle them all over again.
100 years? Try 10 years.
Okay.
The two witnesses are going to come in Jerusalem, and they're going to testify and turn the hearts of the children back to the Father. This is not a universal religion. That's all right. Catholicism.
All righty. Keith, I thank you for your call, sir.
No.
All right. That's what this program is for. You have your opinions and your points of view. And I don't want to get in a position here of playing referee. I don't want to get into that position. This is a very dangerous show to do, by the way. By the way, I am not totally convinced. I will go on record as this. I am not totally convinced. I am still searching. And I will keep searching until the day that I turn to dust. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
By the way, the person that suggested I have Mr. Capps on was herself an ex-nun of the Roman Catholic Church. And I knew this was going to be... I already have people bailing on me here into network. One guy says, I told you not to do a show on religion. That's why at the outset of this program, folks, I said people on the cutting edge are always skating on thin ice. If you're afraid of falling through, stay off the ice. Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dave. That's his name, Dave?
Yes.
When I was young and went to church, the only thing I could do was fear. That's all I ever learned from church was fear. Anyway, Dave, have you ever heard of Apollonius?
Yes.
Now, my girlfriend said he was the Christ. Not Jesus, but Apollonius, and his name has been expunged from almost every book.
I am not familiar with Apollonius. Dave?
There were a number of different individuals that were the head of various different religious movements, and Apollonius was one of those. And you have to understand the term Christ. And a lot of people these days take the term Christ to mean that this is the one and only Son of God, but this really isn't what the term Christ refers to.
It's us, and, right?
I'm sorry, what?
It's us.
It is. It really is. The term Christ and the related term a Christed being refers to one that is essentially anointed, one that in essence has made it all the way through this process to become one with God. And that really is what it means. You get related terms, even in Hinduism, you have Krishna. This is also a form of Christ. Buddha is a form of Christ, an anointed being, someone that has gone through this entire process. And there are two interrelated terms that are used in this process. The beginning one is the Son of Man, and this is something that Jesus refers to himself as being the Son of Man. There's the evolved term, Son of God. And if you go back and take a look, the Son of Man is a term that actually shows up in part of the Old Testament. It's something that goes back in time, back to ancient Egypt. And what it really means is a Son of Man is someone who has recognized that there is a spirit within them and that this spirit needs to be awakened, and it needs to become empowered, and it needs to be placed in charge of our daily activities in life. So the Son of Man is a learning position. It is a condition under which we learn about ourselves. We learn who we are and what the truth of our own being is. Once we discover that truth, once we enter into oneness with God, and we have this continuing sharing of consciousness between us and God, then we evolve to this point of being called a Son of God. And this is, in particular, what the experience that Jesus was having. And this is why these terms have been applied to him. I know it upsets some people, but I constantly refer to Jesus as being a person like the rest of us. I think one of the great disservices that religion has done is they have separated Jesus from the rest of us in claiming that he's the one and only Son of God, that he's different from us, he's the one that can rescue us. And I take a different point of view on that, that Jesus was one of us. He is a person that has gone through this process, who has become one with God, who has experienced the truth of his own existence, the truth of his own spiritual self, and this is what we need to be working toward. And I think the power in recognizing that is what is possible for one human being is ultimately possible for all of us. And I think that really is the good news that is being brought to us, is that we can, through our own efforts, through our own study, through our own growth, eventually become as Jesus was and become one with God just as Jesus did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your call. When you know, when you mentioned the Krishna religion, I can remember, when I tell you that I've looked at all different faiths, I even remember the Krishna chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Ray in Oregon. Hello, Ray.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I am a Christ. A Christ is a simple man of truth. All men are potential Christs, but they suffer from amnesia. And the amnesia comes from the constant bombardment of a satanic, if you will, conditioning. Now, God is truth. Truth is an unmistakable, unreplicatable, vibratory state of being. There is nothing like it. Now, thought is a partial truth. It is always divided. It is always in opposition. And that is the level of intellect that we live in. And that intellect is governed by outside authority that will condition the mind to believe in certain ways, all of which divide one from the other. Now, the path through life is to come to that oneness of truth. And you pass through the gauntlet of opposition, of division, of hatred, of deception. That is the life we know on Earth, and it's based on our conditioning.
Ray, hang on a second. I've got to take a break here. I'll carry you through the break. Roger, Mark, Yvonne, and others will get to all of your calls today. It's a very dangerous show to do, folks, but sometimes I go where angels fear to tread. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I was talking to one of the staff during the break here, and I said, I haven't done a show like this in my entire radio career. And he says, well, yeah, I would never do it. And I says, well, would you be a good talk show host? I mean, if you never broach the subject, George Norrie might cover this, but bring in space aliens or something. And if you notice something, folks, not one person has disagreed with anybody else. You can have people of the same faith interpreting in their own way, and they'll bring to the table a different meaning. But if you notice something, nobody has disagreed with what another person has said. Now, I'm not going to make a habit of doing this type of programming, but I thought it was time, since that gentleman called in on the Tuesday broadcast of the National Intel Report, at the suggestion of a friend of mine, I brought this gentleman up. So we have about 25 minutes left in the broadcast. Ray, I will ask you to be brief, sir, with your comments. Continue, please.
As I said, that truth is an unmistakable, unreplicatable state of being. When Jesus said he was the truth, the life, and the way, he was telling you that he was truth. He lived truth, he breathed truth, he spoke truth, he was truth. Now, that's what a Christ is. Now, the idea of truth is not truth. The idea of truth is a reflection a base reflection at that and is satanic in nature. Now, because we use language which is flawed and limited in itself, that is a cause of most opposition in the world that we live, of people who believe and are not based in truth. If you're based in truth, you will not harm another. You will not lie, you will not cheat, you will not steal, you will not initiate harm, but you won't take any crap either from somebody who will. You must be able to stand up to the essence of the world, of the satanic world, and mirror it until it stops. Now, that's what Jesus did. That's what I do. I've been writing on the Internet for 12 years now, and you are personally aware of what I go through almost on a daily basis. People don't want to hear this factor of their beliefs being assailed, but they are their beliefs, and therefore those beliefs divide them from others of different beliefs. And that is the hell that we have made of our world.
I cannot disagree with that, and yes, I am familiar with some of your writings. Ray, I thank you for your call, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Comments?
Yes. One of the basic things that people tend to miss, and this last caller is really correct on this issue, and one of the things people miss is there's a very important conversation that took place between Jesus and Nicodemus in the Gospel of John chapter 3. And it's important because Nicodemus is a leader of the Jews at this point in time. He's a member of the Sanhedrin. He's part of the ruling class of his religion. And yet he comes to Jesus at night. And what this represents is coming at night is being in ignorance. So he comes to Jesus in ignorance and he asks, how can these things be? How can I be born again? How can this happen? And Jesus is explaining to him that we're really dealing with two different things here. What's born of spirit is spirit. And if we take a look at most of the text on it, the first spirit is capitalized, the second one is not. And the reason for this is that the first spirit, the capitalized one, is God. And the second one is what each one of us are. In essence, what has happened in this concept is that God has taken a small pinch of God's substance and placed that in the very heart of us. And it is this spiritual part of us that is the source of our life. It is this spiritual part of us that has come down from heaven. It is this spiritual part of us that will be raised back up into heaven. And this is precisely what Jesus is talking about with Nicodemus. On the other side, he says what's born of flesh is flesh. So there is this bodily part of us. So we're a mixture between these two things. And this concept of Jesus being the light is something that's focused on very heavily in Christianity, and it's used to separate him from the rest of us. But if we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, immediately following the Beatitudes, what Jesus is telling people is that you are the light of the world. He's not saying, look, I'm the only light of the world, you've got to get in line behind me. He's saying, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine so that others will see your good works and give that praise to God. And this is what he's telling people. This Spirit of God is in you. And one of the things that we have to look at in chapter 3 in the Gospel of John is John 3:16. And the key to this is that this is part of a conversation. We need to see who is speaking this part. And if you have a Bible where the words of Jesus are in red, you're going to find John 3:16 is in red. Jesus is saying this. And in the older versions of the Bible, this is in third person. He's talking about something other than himself, about the Son of God coming into the world, and that the world will be saved through that. Not condemned, but saved. And it is the Spirit that comes into each and every one of us once it's awakened and empowered that has the power to save the world.
Roger.
Not just one person.
Roger in Arkansas. Hello, Roger.
Hello. I'll tell you what, I think it's a good thing you're doing this show.
Well,
hold on,
Roger. I'm expecting to walk out of this building and be killed by a bolt of lightning. So,
oh, I don't think so. I think part of the problem is okay, that first off, you know, when they read the Bible, okay, they read it, you know, from a context of the 20th, 21st century, you know, whatever, instead of the time it was written. You know, a lot of things are different. And, it, you know, just even when the King James Version was done, it talks about seeing the ears of corn. Okay, well, there was no corn in Europe at that time, as we know and understand corn today, maize. Okay, corn simply meant grain. All right, so that makes a little bit of a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing about this, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, that was, you know, when the Messiah was asked about, you know, what are the greatest commandments, and he said the first one is, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and the second is likened to it, love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. Neither one of these two are found amongst the ten, okay? Love thy neighbor thyself is Leviticus 19:19, which is very far removed from Deuteronomy 5 and Exodus 20. Another thing, these translators, okay, they were very good at making things, you know, the Pilgrims and the Puritans, when they came over here, wouldn't touch a King James Bible, okay? They brought the Geneva Bible with them.
Right, which I have a copy of that also.
Yeah, so do I. I've got, like, I don't know, a dozen or so different translations. Let's take in Proverbs, or not Proverbs, and somewhere in the Psalms. I was just looking up. I can't remember exactly where it is, but David says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. Well, that first word, man, is number 376 in the Strong's Concordance. And I can't remember exactly what the word is, but it means male, man, husband, that type of thing. The second word, man, is 120, which is Adam. Okay? And every time that the Son of Man occurs in the Old Testament is that word 120. So it is the Son of Adam, not the Son of just any man. So it's, what is the male that thou art mindful of him, the Son of Adam that thou visitest him? You have made him a little lower than the gods. This word is translated as angels there, is Elohim, okay? And that's the only place that it occurs in the Old Testament where it's translated as angels instead of either God singular with a capital G or with a small g in plural. You know? So that takes on a whole different light, you know, as to what it says.
And there are different interpretations that people apply. One of the commandments, and this shocks a lot of people when you say that thou shalt not commit adultery. In today's terms, people understand that as meaning adultery of cheating on one spouse.
Yeah. Well, the word, you take a look at the word adulterate. What does it mean? It means to mix and to make impure.
Exactly. And that's what that was in reference to. But right. Most people read that, and most preachers preach that. Well, you shouldn't mess around on your spouse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Which you shouldn't. But
yeah, well,
see,
yeah.
This is the problem. You know, the people you talked to earlier about seminaries. You know, these guys go to the seminary. They spend 4 years learn how to tap dance around the truth. Okay? And here's a, this is, I have talked to a lot of people, and I have yet to find anyone who has ever noticed this before. Okay? And I mean, I've asked preachers and people, and they generally just run it by the wayside. Because they talk about, oh, there's no mistakes, this is God's word. But the one guy earlier said something that he wouldn't let his word be corrupted.
Right.
So if we go to Acts 9:7, okay, this is Paul's little trip to Damascus.
Roger,
okay.
I'm going to have to ask you to keep it brief. We've got a ton of
okay,
people.
Okay, all right. Anyhow, in 9:7 it says, the men that were with me did not or heard the voice but saw no man or saw nothing. They didn't see the light. If we go to Acts 22:9, which Paul is telling the story now, he says, the men with him indeed saw the light but heard no voice. These two contradict each other. Okay, so both of them cannot be true, but both of them can be false.
All right. I appreciate it. Roger, I thank you for your call. Obviously, you have read your Bible.
I read it quite a bit. Another thing, you know, to me, if the Christian church was really interested in the truth, what they would do is spend their time teaching Hebrew and Greek and quit arguing about which English translation is the best.
And I am not receiving 30 pieces of silver for this broadcast. Roger, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mark in Minnesota. Hello, Mark.
Yeah. You know, within your conversation, man being, or shall we say, God being perfect and cannot stand or even cast his eyes upon sin. How within the perceptions of your portrayal this afternoon that basically you said we're all going to hell?
That was not meant literally. When I say you can go to hell of your own accord, that was not meant literally, Mark.
But that's the way I see it. How are you going to make it to the other side? When God can't stand before imperfection. I mean, period. That's what the book says. I'm not the brightest bulb, but I mean, I'm sharp enough in the shed to know that I'm not perfect.
Okay.
How do you guys figure you're going to make it to the other side without a, shall we say, intercessor or a lack of better words?
Well, and my personal position on that one is that I do not buy in the argument of this ongoing battle between God and the devil. And I'm going to shock a lot of people with this, but I'm going to tell you that the evil that I see going on in the world today, I'm not going to say and blame it on the devil. The devil made me do it. No, it's the wretchedness within ourselves, the evil that man can inflict upon another man. I don't blame that on the devil. I blame that on the man.
Well, I kind of see him as those of deviance can fill their sails with evil, or the power of evil can carry one across the water.
Well, and I'll give you another example here. We have Satanists, people that claim to worship Satan, but they're in denial of God. And supposedly, Satan is the antithesis of God himself. So I look at this and I say to these people, well, you don't believe in God, but you believe in the devil. Well,
the opposite side of God, or the pendulum swings both ways within the power structure.
Yeah, and I am just amazed sometimes of what I hear. And I've said on this program before, without context, but I'll put it in context today, that I have seen a lot in this world, and I have seen a lot of people that do very, very bad things. And on the issue of prophecy, that the Bible prophesied it. Well, no matter what book was written, there is always going to be a group of people that can read the very same thing you can and make these things come to pass in order to control you even further than people are being controlled now. And please, folks, don't shoot the messenger here. I don't want a ton of phone calls here or a load of emails, because I can read like you can read. But when I say this, and I look at these global elite and the people that want to control, their motivation is not one of just the seven deadly sins of greed and avariciousness. There is one of control there also, that they want to control and manipulate. And as I see this, I want to break the bonds of this. I want to put these people in their place. Mark, I thank you for your call, sir. Your points are taken.
Yep.
All right. Comments here, Dave?
Sure. And throughout all of this, there's a very strong tendency on the part of people to take the religious teachings as things that have actually happened in the outer world. And this really isn't necessarily the case at all. All of these things that are being provided to us, the teachings of Jesus, the parables, a lot of the Psalms, they all fall into a category of trying to teach us something about ourselves. And what we're really learning about is consciousness. And this is really the key to spiritual teaching, is to understand that it has always, always, always been about consciousness. It's never been about anything else. And this epic drama that we have on a cosmic scale of God versus Satan, and translated as the devil, Satan in its original context simply means opposer, that who opposes. And what this comes down to inside of us is that there is a divine part of us, the spirit that is within us, the spirit that Jesus talked about to Nicodemus, the substance of God that is within us. But what we also have is we have an ego that relates to the world. This is the opposer. So these are not external characters, these are internal representations. And I mentioned the definition of esoteric earlier in the show. There are really two definitions for that. The first one is that which is meant for the few. The second definition refers to that which is inner. And this is the context in which this really comes to light. It's about things that happen inside of us. It's within our mind, within our heart. And this is where the drama unfolds. Not out there in the heavens, but inside us.
We'll take the break here. Mark, we're going to ask the people to make your comments or your questions brief, because there's been people that have been hanging on here for a very long time. We'll take this break, come back, and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. I don't know whether I'd done a good thing today or I'd done a bad thing today. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Yeah, your guest host there, is his name Dave?
Yeah, Dave Capps.
Yeah, Dave. Yes, sir. When you said that Jesus isn't coming back tomorrow, did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
So then what happened to the evil one who's the instead of the pseudo Christ?
These things, again, represent things that are going on inside of us. This is a constant internal struggle that mankind faces. These are not outer events. One of the ways that religion has conspired to control us is by structuring these things as outer events and saying that you have to get right with God according to our version, otherwise you're going to pay the consequence for this. This is happening. And throughout the centuries, there have been times over and over again where people have been convinced that Jesus is coming again. And there have been entire communities that have sold everything that they've owned, gone up and stood on top of the hill, waited for Jesus to arrive, only to have life go on. And this is something that is not going to happen, period. Well, it just isn't. It is a false belief of people.
They weren't on the timetable of God. They kind of got ahead of themselves. But are you related to C.R.?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Are you related to a gentleman by the name of C.R. Capps?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, because I understand his teachings are pretty good. But I will make the statement that I feel sorry for you. It's sad where you fall in line with prophecy. But nonetheless there, John, I appreciate you letting me on.
Okay, sir, I appreciate your call. Yvonne in Nevada. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. You're short of time, so I'm going to have to cut straight to the chase. I've always been a non-believer, but I know that I had to laugh when your guest called it it. I know that there is a God because I have had too many experiences. I'd like to share one and ask for his opinion.
Quickly, ma'am.
I was about 12 years old. I'd gone to bed and was just lying there, you know. And all of a sudden, I saw the end of the world. God spoke to me, not literally, but I heard it. I saw a six-pointed red star, which I had no idea what it was, and it told me I was going to see the end of the world. I was the only person alive, and that whoever destroyed the world came from the east. I'm 12 years old. I don't even know what east he was talking about. I'd like for Mr. Satz's opinion on what...
That's Caps, ma'am. That's C-A-P-P-S, David F. All right, we'll get his comments, and I thank you for your call. Dave?
Yes. God reveals itself to people all of the time. There's this constant call that goes out to people. And, you know, in some respects, it's really true that everyone is called, but few choose to go. And few choose to listen. People have various different levels of spiritual experience. And especially when we're younger or we're relatively new to spiritual experiences, these experiences are oftentimes filtered through either our own beliefs or things that we've heard. These things oftentimes come as images, and we don't always understand the images.
Dave, we're out of time here.
Okay.
Folks, I appreciate we could have went on for another 2 hours, and the phones would have remained loaded. For those that have joined us today, I thank you. Like I said, this is going to make you do one of two things. It's going to entrench you further in your own belief system, or it's going to cause you to question. I don't want to be divisive. I just want to be truthful. David, thank you for your time, sir.
John, thank you for having the courage to do this.
Thank you. Are you your